The role played by big business in efforts to revive the ailing Murray-Darling River system remains in sharp focus following this week's Four Corners report into the way that some large corporations are using taxpayers' money to expand their lucrative water holdings. Yesterday, here on the program, we heard from giant agribusiness Webster Limited, which has received more than $40 million under the Murray-Darling Basin Plan in water buybacks and efficiency grants. Some of that money has been put towards new dams capable of storing more than 30 billion litres of water in the Murrumbidgee Valley in southwest New South Wales. Chairman of Webster, Chris Corrigan, says the company has used the payments to improve efficiency and return more water to the environment.
But those grants are specifically directed at improvements in water efficiency. You become more efficient with the water that you retain. And the whole point of this exercise is to increase the efficiency of the use of the water that you retain.
That's Chris Corrigan, who's the chair of Webster Limited. He's dismissed opponents of the handouts as, quote, a small gaggle of discontents. One of those critics is the Green Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, who's just spent the last few days in the Riverina speaking with farmers in Griffith, Leeton and Deniliquin. Senator Hanson-Young, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Chris Corrigan was unwavering yesterday. Webster Limited is taking less water from the river system, he says, and it's using the grants from the Murray-Darling Infrastructure Scheme, the efficiency scheme, to make its operations more water efficient. What is wrong with that?
Well, firstly, I think, and I listened to Mr. Corrigan yesterday on the program, and I thought he's very smooth, Fran, and speaking like a businessman,
this is a business to some degree, so.
Well, absolutely, rather than doing what is right by the community in this area, the people that I was speaking to yesterday in places like Deniliquin and others, this is a guy who runs his business ruthlessly, takes what he can when he can, and who cares about the environment or the community left behind?
Well, what they're doing is not only legal, but it's the intention of the scheme, which is it's got money from the government under the efficiency plan, it's made its operations more efficient, and it's sold more water back into the river. Isn't that the intention of the scheme?
I think this is a really important point, because what we know, when the Murray-Darling Basin Plan was first established and $13 billion was put on the table, it was designed because we knew that the river system was over-allocated. There was far too much water being taken out. We needed to return some. In order to do that and to allow the transition to look after farmers, to look after communities, that money was put on the table. The intention was for that money to help ease that transition, not simply to be gamed by big business so that they could use public funds to expand irrigation.
Okay,
What I saw yesterday was an expansion of irrigation in areas that hadn't previously been irrigated, big dams, and these irrigation areas are as far as the eye can see. And this is an expansion of irrigation paid for by the taxpayer. And what's happened as a result is while this business has given some of the water back in one system, they're purchasing it out of another system, out of another valley. That pushes the price up for the local farmers. So the big business is getting off all right. Meanwhile, everybody else is suffering. That isn't the intent of what the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, all that money was for.
Can I ask you what you heard from the smaller irrigators you spoke to, the farmers, what their view is of the Webster operations, particularly these large dams that, as you say, you flew over yesterday across the Hay Plain, you've seen being set up. What are the local irrigators, not the corporate ones, the smaller family-owned operations, how are they viewing this?
People are really upset. They're distressed, they're angry, they're frustrated. And what they're saying is that their community's torn apart. They know very deeply that we have to manage the river system in a sustainable way. They want to be part of that. But as this process has gone out and the system has been gamed by these big corporations, they're left not being able to afford the water they need to water their stock. I spoke to one dairy farmer yesterday. It was a tears in his eyes when he was telling me about how he manages the stress at home with his kids and his wife, and he employs 20 people. And if it gets to the end of the month and if he doesn't get some more water, he's going to have to shut up shop. And this is, these are people who are really doing it tough. And it's this whole process, the way the plan is being managed, is making their job harder. They want to be part of getting our river system managed properly and sustainably, but all they're doing is being screwed to the wall because big business is gaming the system.
Okay, that's the third time you've said big business is gaming the system, and there you were talking about, you know, purchasing water from other valleys, pushing up the price, squeezing out smaller irrigators. That might be having an impact on other irrigators, but that's not irrelevant. But it doesn't mean extra water's being taken out of the rivers, does it? Here's Chris Corrigan again.
Correct. We didn't take any more water by dint of the program. In fact, we took less because we sold water rights to the government. If we increased our irrigation footprint, we needed to go and buy more water rights. But you buy them from somebody who chooses to sell them. You're not increasing the take out of the river.
It's Chris Corrigan again. So Sarah Hanson-Young, if you know, Webster is buying them from an irrigator who wants to sell their water, that's how the market works, isn't it?
What I saw yesterday was an expansion of irrigation in an area that has not been irrigated before. And then further down the river system or over the valley, you see farms that have previously and are continuing to try and manage and transition, and they aren't getting the help they need. I'm not suggesting for any moment that the Websters or any of these other big corporates are doing anything illegal.
Right.
What they are doing is wrong. It is not in the spirit of what this transition and this management of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan was designed for.
And can
they're
I just,
not helping.
Can I...
They're not. We're spending billions of dollars. It's going into the pockets of these big corporations. They're expanding their operations, and the river is not being saved, and the communities are being screwed.
So can I just clarify here? I just want to clarify what your beef is, that these larger commercial irrigators can end up stockpiling more water, not less, in these taxpayer-funded large dams. It's not river water, it's rainwater in a sense.
Well, no, some of it is river water because it's coming down the river. And if you've bought water from another valley and you've just transferred it on paper, which is effectively what they're doing to game the system, you know, the system is interconnected. And when there's no water coming down the Darling at the moment because we've got big cotton growers up north who are harvesting water from the floodplains in Queensland and northern New South Wales, when they're doing that and the system's drying up and there's only certain amount of flows coming down, and you've got a big corporation like Webster's building new dams to capture supplementary water, transferring water from one valley to another in terms of their water licences, gaming the system, pushing up the price so that local farmers and small irrigators can't even get what they need in order to water their stock for the next month. And this system is broken. And let's not forget that only a few months ago, there were 1 million dead fish just outside of Menindee. So the system is not working. The river is in crisis. Our communities are in crisis. And the loudest thing I heard yesterday was that no longer, Fran, is this about farmers versus the environment. This is about big business and corporates versus everybody else. Small irrigators, local farmers, community, and the environment.
Sarah Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Hanson-Young is the Green spokesperson for the environment, water, and the Murray-Darling Basin.